Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Me Crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Man, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey, Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I don't quite have the Chicago accent that Hawk has, and I don't nearly have the beautiful singing voice that Hawk has to welcome you in on the back end of Georgie Music's wonderful intro for this program. It's Josh Appel in today for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. I do expect Crowder and Solana to be in at some point during the show today. Hawk will be back later this week on Friday. And in the meantime, after Hawk for, what, 2 or 3 weeks, close to a month, was complaining about the vending machines here in the building not being filled with his Coke Zero, I went and I scouted out the vending machines earlier today before the show started. And I thought to myself, I love soda. I see soda in this vending machine. And I'm going to take it upon myself to drink every single Coke Zero in the vending machine before Hawk gets back on Friday. Jimmy, what do you think?
Good idea.
Will you help me?
No, that'll hurt my stomach.
But. Well, I think it would be worth the stomach pain. Take some Tums, maybe some Pepto, just for Hawk to come back thinking that he's got his beloved Coke Zero ready to go, but it's going to be all gone because you and I drank it.
Or just maybe take some home.
No, that's actually also a good idea. Could just buy it all out.
Exactly.
I think that's a better idea, actually. The soda intake, I probably have to cut back a little bit. But, yeah, let's keep workshopping this, and then we'll come to a decision, and we'll go with that. Busy show today. Mike Cugno from CBS4 will join us at 2:25. Oronde Gadsden will join us at 3:25. And George Richards talks some Florida Panther hockey at 425. Great win last night for the Panthers. Great win last night for the Miami Heat. Now, if you didn't watch either game, the Panthers, they won 8-5 over the Canucks last night. They had 16 players get on the score sheet with a point, including Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, you may think that if you took the point prop for basically anybody on the roster, you were happy last night. Well, let me tell you, listeners, Jimmy, anyone who can hear my voice right now, I managed to wager on one of the only players in the lineup last night to not pick up a point, Maki Samuskevich. And it wasn't for lack of opportunities for Maki last night. He got robbed on a highlight reel save by the no-name goalie that played for the Canucks last night. He had two chances at an empty net late, and Mackey's been great this season. But if that doesn't give you an idea of how my wagers have been going lately, I don't know what does. Again, 16 players got on the score sheet last night, including the Panthers goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky. Maki Samuskevich played on the first line with Anton Lundell and Brad Marchand. Did not have a point last night. And so I took the L. Very unfortunate. What's not unfortunate is how the Panthers ended up winning that game. And the Miami Heat, big win over the Knicks, although they tried to cough it up late. What was it, a 10-3 run in the last 3 minutes? Or 11-3 run? The Heat were up 10. The Knicks had a couple of chances to tie it or take the lead. Thought they might have tied it on a goaltend that was later overturned. But we saw what Landry Shamet did to the Heat a couple of games ago. Dropped a billion points. So what did I do? All right. Landry Shamet. Over 12 and a half. Easy. Finish with 10. I can't buy a win right now. Terrible. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I know yesterday, Hawk, Crowder, and Solana, they talked about obviously the fourth down decision from McDaniel in the Commanders game. They talked about just the idea of the Dolphins continuing to win games with a very favorable schedule coming up. I want to get to those two topics today. I want to get to Notre Dame and Miami and the college football playoff. We've got CFP rankings coming later today, and I want to talk about that at some point because we are heading for an incredible debate about which of those two teams, if it comes down to it, should be in the college football playoff. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about this Shedeur Sanders fiasco from Sunday and all the noise around it. And I also want to talk about just the Dolphins in general moving forward. I want to talk about Ja'Marr Chase and him spitting in Jalen Ramsey's face. Why are we still spitting in people's faces, Jimmy?
I don't know. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And then he lied about it. And it was caught on video. He suspended a game. Ridiculous. I don't understand when people started to think it was okay. Again, in the year 2025, we went through this with Luis Suarez about a month or two ago and Inter Miami. And now Ja'Marr Chase is suspended for a game. Hey, some of us have Ja'Marr Chase in important fantasy matchups down the stretch. Jimmy and I both have him. He's been one of the best receivers in the league this year. I mean, honestly, keep the spit in your mouth. Ridiculous. All right, so no Solana today, no Crowder, at least for the moment. Either one of them should be joining us at some point, which means I get to throw it to myself to do headlines here in the 2 o'clock hour before Mike Cugno joins us later in the 2 o'clock hour. Our headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Mentioned the Panthers won 8-5 last night over the Canucks. A franchise record. 16 players picked up points, including Sergei Bobrovsky, who also moved past Jacques Plante. Jacques Plante for ninth all-time in goaltender wins in NHL history. In a game, by the way, Jimmy, where the Panthers only gave up 15 shots on goal, and Bob let five past him.
That was a crazy game.
Yeah, the Panthers fell down 2-0, rallied back, made it 5-2, then the Canucks stormed all the way back, made it 5-5, and the Panthers rattled off a few more unanswered after that. Brad Marchand, I want to talk to George Richards about the season that the 37-year-old Marchand is having. Where in the world would the Panthers be at the start of this season without Brad Marchand? Seth Jones scored twice, but Marchand a goal and an assist. He's up to 13 goals and 10 assists to lead the team this year, tied for second in the league in goals scored. He is having an unbelievable start to the season. How about the Heat? Mentioned earlier, they moved the 2-1 against the Knicks after a 115-113 win last night. The Heat held off the late 11-3 run by New York, had a couple of chances to tie it at the end. Seven players in double figures for the Heat. Fontecchio, how about it? Give me a little hand motion, Jimmy. A little Simone Fontecchio. 4 of 7 from three. Khalil Ware, a double-double. The Heat are now 6-1 at home. A lot of disappointed New Yorkers leaving the arena last night. How about this? LeBron James, Steph Curry. Kind of knew this was going to happen, but they all but confirmed it on the Mind the Game podcast yesterday. Both will not be suiting up for Team USA at the 2028 Olympics. LeBron James will be 43. I can't believe that. Reading this sentence blew my mind. LeBron will be 43 during the 28 Olympics. Steph Curry will have just turned 40. And he didn't slam the door shut quite like LeBron did. But Curry said that his participation is unlikely. He said he'll still have the choice and the physical option where he could impact the team. Never say never. But twice said he highly doubts that he will participate in the 2028 Olympics. The Dolphins, they're on a well-earned bye this week. And guess what, Jimmy? They're back in the hunt.
Yeah.
They are back in the hunt. I mean, who doesn't love being in the hunt graphic in mid to late November? The Dolphins live in the hunt graphic in mid to late November. And Jimmy,
you know who's also in the hunt?
Who?
The Chiefs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we'll get to this at some point today as well. But the Chiefs are 5-5, and they've lost some really important games where now they don't have the tiebreaker that they would need if it came down to it. They've got the Colts this weekend. They're favored against Indianapolis, but I'm obviously not going to doubt Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But, man, they might not make the playoffs. Like, if they lose to Indy this week, could be a wrap on this season for Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, but obviously a long way to go and a lot to play out. The Dolphins, though, they have the Saints and the Jets coming up after the bye, which means your Miami Dolphins could be 6-7 heading into a Monday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't think many people expected that after the 1-7 start. Some disappointing news, though. I know the guys got to it yesterday. Juju Brents, he will miss the rest of the regular season, suffering an injury in Madrid. Really unfortunate because he was a pretty solid midseason pickup by Chris Greer, and he will no longer be able to play this season due to a season-ending injury. All right, your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. It is in the mid to low 80s. Partly cloudy skies, beautiful weather out here in South Florida. So, Mike Cugno from CBS 4, WFOR, he'll join us next. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show coming up. It's Appel in for the guys right here on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami's sports leader.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wow. Back on Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for Hawk and Solana. I was in for all three of them in the first segment. But if you're watching on YouTube, CC, Channing Crowder is here. I don't know if he can hear me, though. It doesn't look like he can. But in the meantime, Mike Cugno will join us in just a moment, but first, college football fans, come see the College Football National Championship Trophy presented by Dr. Pepper when it makes a special stop tomorrow at the Publix at 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs. Join Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show from noon to 2 p.m. to take a picture with the trophy. Fans of all ages are invited. Share in the excitement and pride of college football for this special limited appearance. Mike Cugno of CBS4 joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, or toyotaofhollywood.com. Cugno, welcome back. How was Madrid?
Thank you. That was it was rainy and cold for most of the trip. But it was certainly a great experience. Uh-oh. A lot of fans from all over the place, from all over the world in South Florida. It was really cool to see that many people make that kind of effort to get out to watch a Dolphin game.
Did you eat all of your dinners after 9:30 p.m.?
The days I actually ate dinner because we were working so much, everything was so late. The late night culture there is for real. They don't that city doesn't get like cranking until like the afternoon, like right around like at late afternoon, like maybe like 5 o'clock. That's when things kind of start to really start buzzing.
Does it surprise you when you go to these international games to cover the Dolphins, just how many Dolphins fans there are across the pond? Not just ones that made the trip from the U.S. or from South Florida, but it always strikes me that the Miami Dolphins, and I guess it's just because Miami is this international city, but it always strikes me seeing the amount of folks wearing Dolphins jerseys and Dolphins apparel mm-hmm. at these international games.
It does. It's like, it's sort of like, you know how a lot of people from, I don't know, let's call it the state of Florida, maybe growing up were grew up as Braves fans because of was it TBS or TNT, whatever. Those are the only games that, that were basically shown sort of nationally or regionally. Whenever you talk to somebody over in Europe or Spain about why they became a Dolphins fan, there was two recurring themes or answers. One was Dan Marino. So obviously you had this huge kind of star who was also in movies, you know, Ace Ventura. So he, his kind of brand and the way he played popped off the screen. The other one was a lot of people became fans during the 80s. Obviously the Dolphins were still good, but it was the mystique of like the Orange Bowl and the palm trees and the way like South Florida looked. You know, you, of course you had Miami Vice, and that was just all these things kind of wrapped up in one. So if you're watching American football and you see a lot of things you might see on a TV show or movie as the backdrop for a football game, I think that kind of captured a lot of people's imaginations back then, and that's how they ended up being Dolphin fans.
Were you able to make your way to a McDonald's there to have a McRib?
I saw a McDonald's, and every time I thought every time I walked by it, I thought about doing it, and I was like, do not. Absolutely do not put this on some sort of paper trail that you actually went to McDonald's. And no offense to McDonald's, but went to McDonald's while in Madrid.
Well, I have a feeling that the McRib, the actual meat they use in Spain, might be of better quality than whatever the hell they make it with here.
I'm curious, you know what? I should have looked at the menu to see if they even did a McRib over there. Is a McRib like an international thing? Because I know in different countries they kind of have different menus.
I feel like it should be.
Right? You think that spans the globe, huh?
I don't know. I don't see how it doesn't. And I say that as somebody who thinks that it is the most foul thing on the menu besides the Filet-O-Fish.
Never tried the Filet-O-Fish and not a big fan of the McRib, and I'm glad it's only a seasonal thing and it's not around all the time.
Let's talk now about what happened on the field in Madrid. The Dolphins, they do get a win, but it was really ugly. And we had talked up into the lead-up to the game about how the Commanders had lost four straight games by 20 or more points. They were depleted in the secondary, depleted on offense. They're missing Daron Payne from a suspension. What were your takeaways from the game? A win is better than a loss, obviously, but it was not the prettiest of performances.
No, it was like everything between the 20s you kind of liked for the Dolphins, at least offensively. They were able to run outside. They were able to move the ball. For sure, it was just once they got into the red zone, things got clogged up until overtime. They were 1-for-4 in the red zone, something like that, and then two of those were stops at the goal line. That can't happen against a team that's banged up and has that many missing pieces defensively. You have to win those individual battles and battles as a team to kind of punch it in. But, I mean, it's not like anything's come easy to the Dolphins this year anyway, so I guess that kind of a little expected that it might be a grind. You just wish that, hey, you did everything right sort of between the 20s. It was just finishing drives that needed to happen. And you know what? If it happens against an opponent like Washington that is having a down year, you know, as opposed to last year where they make the NFC title game, you still come out there with a win, maybe you just feel good about the fact that you were still able to overcome some of your own issues and still get the W. And then you kind of reassess and move forward and see if you can figure out the rest of the way, if you can correct those mistakes. Defensively, there was just a couple like miscues. I don't understand how they kept running the same screen to Debo. Like they ran at the end of the half. They ran at the end of the half, and then they ran it on, I believe it was the to set up the field goal, and then they ran it for the touchdown. So obviously they, you know, that look the Commanders really liked. I just wish the Dolphins would have maybe picked up on it a little sooner.
Real quick, a texter writes in that they went to Spain in July and had a double McRib with egg, lettuce, and tomato, and they said it was amazing. And so it's apparently available year-round in Spain, so you really missed out.
And a breakfast item with egg.
Right?
Oh, see.
There's your protein.
Where has this been? So imagine if this was around here, Hawk would be forcing us to go eat the McRib every day, not just asking. It would be a prerequisite for coming on the show.
It would be all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The one of the other popular conversations coming out of Dolphins and Commanders, Cuño, the decision late by Mike McDaniel to go for it on 4th-and-1 with less than two minutes left. Now, we can talk about how Devon Achan should have stayed in bounds when he got the team even into goal to go in that set of downs, because that would have burned at least another 40-plus seconds off the clock, if not more, and they could have just run it out and then kicked the field goal. But he went out of bounds, so that it played out the way it did. What did you think of McDaniel's decision to go for it there on fourth and goal?
I like the decision. I think it was the right call, and I had this debate with Bo Camper as it's happening. I was like, no, this is the right way to do it. And I think this is only the beginning. And this is the first time where I think this kind of call kind of made headlines, because I don't think any teams have been kind of saddled with making this decision.
The Commanders did it too, by the way. The Commanders did it right before this.
Right, right. And so to me, I was like, man, who was it? Was it Greg Olson brought this up at some point, where teams were going to have to start thinking about this? Do you trade the field goals? You know, if you kick a field goal and then you kick off, the team only needs two first downs before they can attempt a field goal. Do you trade the field goals, or you play the field position game and try to pin teams deep now and make them try to go the length of the field? And to me, this was just one of those examples, and where I agreed with it. It's either you get stopped at the one, and now the Commanders have to go about 60, 65 yards to win, or you kick the field goal and all they have to do is go 30, 35 yards to tie it. I was okay with the decision. I know, you know, Mike's been criticized a lot for things this year, but I think this is one where had it blown up and the Dolphins lost, and they almost did, I still think it was the right call to make.
I respectfully, of course, disagree. Yeah. For me, I understand the analytics there, but is a 3.5% chance worth the possibility that the defense that you supposedly trust gives up the yardage necessary and Matt Gay makes that field goal and they lose? Is that 3.5% worth it? Because I'm pretty sure the number was, if they didn't get it, then their percentage chance of win was less than 20%. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the number I saw. And if you trust the defense to get a stop, if you don't get it, why, by that same token, wouldn't you trust them to get a stop on an ensuing kickoff? I know everybody's talking about how the new kickoff rule changes the math, and it does to a degree, but you can get creative with those kickoffs, put it in the landing zone, and I know the coverage team has been a little bit spotty at times this season, but if you're going to trust your defense in one spot, I don't see why you wouldn't trust your defense in the other as well, because worst-case scenario, Washington comes down and kicks a field goal and you go to overtime anyways.
Right. I don't even think it's the defense aspect of it. I think it's the Commanders, who had a uncharacteristically bad day special teams wise. They're a good special teams unit.
They released their kicker.
Did they end up releasing that? Yeah. So they had this year at least been good in that area. I think that plays a factor in it. And you mentioned, if the Dolphins cover team hasn't been great, then it's even fewer yards where they go get it. I just think, you get the touchdown there, great, you probably go on and win. Or otherwise, you basically got to make them go between 60, 70 yards to get the win, and it helped. You know, you trust your defense enough to make sure you got that stop, and they kept them within a big enough distance that Matt Gay wasn't going to make that field goal.
Mike Cugno, CBS4, joins us here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Cugno, the Dolphins have a very favorable schedule coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The team has a chance to be back right in the thick of things. I would consider them, quote-unquote, in the hunt. They should be in the graphic right now. They've got New Orleans, the Jets, before they head into the Pittsburgh Steelers Monday night game, who may or may not be with Aaron Rodgers, who hurt his wrist on Sunday. Are you buying any of this right now, or is this more of a week-by-week thing with you and this team?
It's definitely week by week, but this is kind of setting up to what I had thought about this team coming into the year, where I looked at last season's result and said, okay, they won 7 games without Tua in the lineup the entire time, so they should still at least be, you know, that would be the floor for this team. They could get, obviously, the 7 wins, but I think they could get beyond that, 8, 9, 10 wins. And so now that's kind of, I don't want to say it's coming to fruition, but it's definitely in play. It's not out of the question anymore. So I think this team is right where kind of predicted they would be. Just maybe the math and how they get there was different. But I wouldn't count them out. I mean, the AFC is kind of all over the place. It's a weird year where the Chiefs are like third in their division. The AFC North, which you thought, okay, maybe they're going to get two teams in the playoffs, like the Bengals, the Ravens, Steelers might be good, but now they probably only get one team because the Ravens will probably end up catching everybody in that division with everyone kind of, I don't call mid, but yeah, kind of frustratingly mid. Yeah. And so basically it's the AFC West and the AFC East are going to have multiple teams in. So will they make the playoffs? I'm still not, I'm not a believer yet, but will they be in the hunt graphic the rest of the way? Probably.
They're always in the hunt graphic. It's like when the Florida Panthers were 4 points out of the final playoff spot with two games in hand perennially until the Will Wito era.
Right.
Cugno, last thing for you before I let you go. Where do you stand? And we're going to college football now. Where do you stand on Miami and the college football playoff if the Hurricanes win out and it comes down to them and Notre Dame? Because it's setting up right now. We'll see the rankings later tonight, but the committee already has signaled they view Notre Dame in higher regard than they do the Miami Hurricanes. What do
Ridiculous.
You think should – right, the head-to-head. I mean, what's the point?
So my problem with Notre Dame is this, is if they get in – Let's say in a weird way, both Miami and Notre Dame get in. I still have a problem with Notre Dame being in it because they've lost to two playoff teams, Texas A&M and Miami. So why do we need to relitigate that on the field? The games have to matter. Who you play matters. Head-to-head have to matter. Otherwise, what's the point? We will stop scheduling these tough out-of-conference games, and let's just play 12 in-conference games if the math works out, if you have enough teams to do it. I know, Miami adding basically the entire West Coast to their conference can probably pull it off. But what's the point of adding these kind of out-of-conference games that apparently mean nothing? So the win doesn't mean anything, and a loss doesn't mean anything. Why even go through the charade? This is what takes what's so pure of sports away. When you have committees that decide these things, they have to figure this out. If it comes down to Miami and Notre Dame in like the 10 to 12 range, Miami should absolutely get in over Notre Dame if the records are the same.
Quite frankly, I think they're both playoff teams. That's assuming Miami wins out. They could easily lose that game to Pitt. But we're talking about Alabama still. They've got a couple of losses now, one of them to Florida State, who Miami beat. There are teams in here. You got to root for Texas to lose, Oklahoma to lose, BYU, Utah, Vandy. Those are teams Miami has to jump. I don't understand, again, the differentiation between a Notre Dame or a Miami. And the SEC bias here drives me nuts because while Louisville and SMU are not playoff teams this year, they are still above average to good teams in the ACC. And the way Miami looked against them, obviously not great. I'm not excusing those losses, but the schedule that Notre Dame's playing is an absolute joke. And I think they are good enough to be in the postseason. But when it comes down to those two teams, I'm with you. The head-to-head has to matter, or else what's the point?
Right. Resumes need to be at the forefront as opposed to where you started at the beginning of the year. This is the problem with the BCS. I think it was Auburn went undefeated, went 1 year or one loss. But because they started so far back in the rankings, they could never kind of catch up to the top two in the field. And they missed out on a national championship opportunity. This is the problem with the preseason rankings. And this is going to open a whole can of worms. But the committee decision-making is flawed in this area. And even the 12 teams itself, that number is flawed because you get into this, well, we need to have automatic bids or no automatic bids or, the group of five gets one in. It needs to expand. I think 16 is probably the perfect number, but the preseason rankings should not have an effect on where you are at this point. It's got to be all resume-based.
Well, really, none of this matters. College football doesn't matter after USF lost to Navy, and now they're out of contention for the college football playoff. So what's the point of the college football playoff? What's the point of college football? What's the point of life?
I don't know. Sunshine?
I don't know. That's not doing it for me. I'm pretty depressed after after Saturday. Mike Cugno, CBS4, always appreciate your time. Glad you're back here in the U.S. after some long travel to and from Madrid.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up next.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah,
give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Appel in for Hockman and Solana today. Crowder is in Vegas right now, and he's on the StreamYard. Don't know if he can hear us. I'm going to venture to guess that it's a no, that he can't hear us at the moment, but I want to get to some Mike McDaniel sound here, Jimmy, in this segment. It's a quick segment, but I know we've talked about all season long and in the offseason about how, you know, at the very least, the Dolphins can rely on their front seven on defense. And boy, were we wrong for about the first 8 weeks. But the Dolphins' defense has turned it around a bit over this recent, if you want to call it a hot stretch, that they've been on. And we're seeing young guys like Kenneth Grant, like Zeke Biggers, and like Jordan Phillips, start to develop more into quality players. And Mike McDaniel yesterday spoke about that.
You can just look as far as some of the production that T-Dot and, you know, in particular, Jordan Brooks had last game. You know, you have 20 tackles. That's a result of a lot of things him, but also a lot of things from his teammates, particularly those rookie defensive linemen. So that we've been counting on that growth, and we're experiencing some of the fruits of that in these past two wins.
Yeah, Jordan Brooks, 20 tackles, ridiculous tackling machine that he is. And I feel like defensive line isn't exactly a sexy position. You know, it's hard to quantify whether or not players are playing well, especially young ones. I mean, Kenneth Grant had one tackle. Jordan Phillips, one tackle. It was a tackle for loss. Zeke Biggers, he got into the action with seven tackles, but nothing really jumps out on the page from a young defensive lineman or a defensive lineman in general unless they're getting to the quarterback or taking a guy down in the backfield. So it's tough to quantify, are they really developing? Are they not? And for a while, Kenneth Grant, his career did not get off to a great start. But as you'll hear from Mike McDaniel in a second, he's become super impressed with these guys. And I know we're in this instant gratification era where every guy that the Dolphins pick or every guy that any team picks, you want to see them contribute right away and make big plays and make an impact. But sometimes the development, it takes time. And Mike McDaniel alluded to that.
The rookie D-line class had a bigger game this week, huh? Yeah, no, it was cool to, you know, I think the team has really been depending on that group. We knew what we signed up for. And you know, the residual belief is because the individuals have given us that. I think it's been really cool to watch both 94 and 90 really grow, and then to have you know, Zeke come out and get some playing time, you know, the game previous, and then really get some meaningful snaps this week. It was a big deal. You know, it's something that we've been counting on all season.
Jimmy, I hate to say it, but I think I'm buying it. I think I'm buying this team being in the hunt. The false hope is here, and I am buying it until they lose to Tyler Shuck and the Saints, who, by the way, I have this weekend in maybe the most depressing matchup of the season in New Orleans, the Saints and the Falcons. That's my game on Sports USA this weekend. The Dolphins have the Saints, of course, coming up. They already throttled the Falcons during Atlanta's five-game losing streak. But I really do think that there's something to look forward to with these young defensive linemen for the Dolphins. And who would have thought? It takes reps, and it takes plays and games for you to see the fruits of the labor and the development really show. All right, that'll do it for the 2 o'clock hour here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Hopefully we'll get things figured out with Crowder from Vegas for the 3 o'clock hour. Oronde Gadsden will join us at 3:20, and then we'll talk with George Richards at 4:20 in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up next on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not. But I know McDonald's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.